Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stop short of completely scrapping the deal. Iran signed the agreement with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, and Mr. Trump has repeatedly said Iran continues to violate the deal.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
The decertification would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could be just a few days away. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or a two-stage version, giving the missile a longer intercontinental range. Las Vegas police say they have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more at a country music concert earlier in the week. Local Sheriff Joe Lombardo spoke to reporters about their investigation and whether the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had accomplices.
You got to make the assumption he had to have some help at some point, and we want to ensure that that's the answer.
Investigators still searching for clues as to why Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of a hotel casino onto the concert venue. Police found at least 50 guns in Paddock's possession. This is VOA News. Thousands of illegal firearms have been surrendered in a three-month amnesty program reflecting Australia's tough gun controls. That report now from Reuters' Samantha Vadas.
Off the streets and in safe hands. That's the line from Australian authorities after 51,000 illegal firearms were handed over, part of the country's first gun amnesty in 20 years, which allows people to surrender firearms without punishment. It's an example of Australia's extremely tight stance on gun control, which Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says severely limits the chances of a Las Vegas-style shooting.
The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Despite its already tough rules on gun control, Australia kicked off a three-month gun amnesty in June. Officials say it's led to a fifth of illegal guns being surrendered, all of which will now be destroyed. The country's tough stance on firearms came after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre, where 35 people were killed by a lone gunman in the island state of Tasmania. There have been no mass shootings in Australia since.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. U.S. military says a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack this week in Niger. Military officials saying the soldier went missing after a deadly ambush on a joint U.S.-Niger patrol. Three other U.S. soldiers were already confirmed dead after the attack earlier in the week. No one has claimed responsibility. Bangladesh says it will build one of the world's biggest refugee camps to house all of the 800,000-plus Rohingya Muslims who have sought asylum from violence in Myanmar. That story now from VOA's Steve Miller.
The arrival of more than half a million Rohingya Muslims from Buddhist-dominated Myanmar since August 25th has put an immense strain on camps in Bangladesh, where there are growing fears of a disease epidemic. Peter Meyer, the head of the Norwegian Red Cross, is in the area and working with Bangladeshi partners to treat those who need it.
So we're here to set up a field hospital for approximately 100 patients for the time being. That means inpatients with beds. And we're going to offer health service for the population in the region.
The United Nations has praised Bangladesh's extraordinary spirit of generosity in opening up its borders. But UNICEF Chief Anthony Lake and UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock said in an appeal for $430 million to provide aid, that the needs of the Rohingya are growing at a faster pace than our ability to meet them.
That is VOA's Steve Miller reporting. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.